So for examples 7 and 8, I wanted to show you how to hear and reach the lowest harmonics, the fundamental ones, the root chakra and the generative chakra. You can experiment with higher sounds until you can use a lower generating or more normal generating tone, and you will eventually see how it is that you can reach and attain these tones and hear them. Example 9, the solar plexus, the second octave above the generating tone and the harmonic directly above the octave fifth of the first two. If I use a normal tone, like an E, I can slide up to that octave, or I can slide down, or up. I can make it a little plainer by going up to a higher generating tone. Or if I'm practiced, I can use a lower tone. That solar plexus in a lower tone. That's in a bit higher. It is easier to slide down to tones if you're singing on a lower generating tone, and to slide up to tones if you're singing on a higher generating tone. Now, the second thing I want to mention is that when you use tones like this, there are two parts of it. There are parts where the nose is open and parts where the nose is closed. And when you're using them for attunement and in a sacred sense, you will hold the closed nose position as long as you do the open nose. If you're working on one tone, and generally it's good to give a little muh at the end of finishing a tone. It has to do with moving the energy. Now, the in singing the om, or in chanting the om, the o is held as long as the and the ow is held as long as the So you have an open nose and you have a closed nose when you're actually doing work with these things.